Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Llama, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpap in the Jot'em Down store discussing their unfortunate joke of the day before. Listen.
Well, Abner, don't you think we ought to tell Lum we called him up yesterday and acted like we was that radio program?
Tell him? Grandpappy Spears, have you lost your reasoning complete?
Well, he's bound to find it out sooner or later, Abner.
Well, the later he does, the longer we'll live, I'll tell you that. If that Lum ever finds out we was a cause of him losing out on that $500, why, he'll murder us within an inch of our lives. See, if we hadn't been talking to him on the phone, why, he would have got the real call from that radio program and win that money.
Well, I don't know where he would or not.
Why, he would have.
If he fainted when he thought we was a program calling him, wouldn't he have did the same thing when the real one called him?
Doggies, that's right, ain't it?
Why, of course it is. Oh. Gotta figure all them things out, and that's your trouble. You don't use your head.
Well, maybe not all the time, but I still don't believe that old Lum would ever see it that way, Grandpa.
You've got to use that little old brain of yours.
Yeah, but we couldn't talk to Lum. You know how stubborn-headed he is. All he'd think about is that we caused his line to be busy so that that Money Every Monday program couldn't get a call through to him.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, I'm right. You know, Lum, he's stubborn as a blue-nosed mule, that Lum, like arguing with a stump on par.
Maybe it is safer not to let Lum know.
Maybe. I know Dad blame well it is.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see that.
But I'll tell you what we ought to do, Grandpap. Let's try to study up some way to help Lum raise that $300 he needs to pay for that pioneer he give the church house.
Yeah, we ought to do that.
I feel terrible guilty about this whole thing. It just goes to show you, fella oughtn't to go around playing tricks on folks.
No, of course not. No, I felt bad. I couldn't sleep last night. I just rolled and tossed and tossed and rolled. I bet I never slept 8 hours.
Well, I do know. Well, I just sat there and worried about it. Must have been around 9 o'clock before I draft off.
Of course, I still say it's Lum's own fault for fainting.
Well, he couldn't help that. Thinking he was winning all that money was just too big of a shock to him.
Oh, sassafras. I wouldn't have fainted. I'd have stood right up to the phone and told him to send the pigeon-toed cash out to me. That's what I'd have did.
Yeah, well, Lum's different. He's sort of delicate. He's always had them fainting spells.
I don't believe
he gets enough blood to his head. He wears his collars too tight, I'm feared.
Did I ever tell you about the time at a carnival over Cherry Hill I sat in on a game of Beano or Bingo or something? Used beans, I know. Put them on a little card with numbers over it.
Oh, sure. I know what that is. I've tried that myself. They give away blankets and Cupid dolls and stuff. I never won nothing, though.
Yeah, but listen to what happened to me, though.
I know what happened. I've heard you tell that 1,000 or 100 times.
I sit there with my beans in front of me, and this feller calls out, 42! 42, he says. So I slapped a bean on 42.
Now, I know all that.
And he called out, 57! 57! So I slapped a bean on 57.
Yeah, and then 96, and then 21, and you yelled out, bingo, and you win the chalk statue of a Polly Parrot.
How'd you know that?
Well, you've been telling it around here for at least 20 years.
That's it. That's the way it happened, all right. And I can tell you right here and now that I never fainted, neither. I just stood right up there and taken that parrot like I'd been winning them all my life. Feller yells out, 96, he says.
Grandpap, you don't need to tell me.
96, he says, and I slapped a bean on 96.
Yeah, wait a minute, Grandpap, there comes Lum up out
and
there.
And he yells out, 21.
Oh, me,
21, he says.
Grandpap, will you hash that up? Lum's coming in here. I don't want you to mention nothing about you-know-what to him, either.
Oh, you mean calling him on the telephone yesterday?
Yeah.
Reckon he's fishing us?
No, I believe he just thinks he's unlucky. Never mind, out here he comes. Well, howdy, Lum.
Well, hello, Abner. How are you, Grandpap?
Oh, just only tolerably long.
Take this good rocker, Lum. I'm tired of sitting down anyway.
No, no, keep your seat, Abner. If I sit down in it, it'd more than likely break with my luck.
Why, no, it's pretty stout, Lum.
Well, if something had happened, I'd fall out and break my neck.
Oh, now, Lum, don't talk.
Tip over backwards.
We got a couple of pretty good gross orders this morning. Miss Johnson phoned in one that was over $7, and Miss Goshen...
No, I don't care, Abner.
Oh, well, I just thought you'd like to know. We have a pretty good day at the store.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon I'll be with the store much longer. I'm sort of thinking of getting out of it, Abner.
You mean you're going to unzaw partnerships?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lump. If you found out that I was, that me and Grandpa...
I found out all I need to know.
Uh-oh.
Help. So long, Abner.
Wait a minute now, Grandpa.
I've found out that I'm the unluckiest one human in this whole wide world.
Oh, yes. Dogie, you had me worried there. Man, you can sit down again, Grandpa.
Yeah, all right, I hear you.
Unlucky, huh?
Yeah. Well, what else can it be? When a man gets a phone call from a radio program that's going to give him $500 and then he faints for wherever they can give it to him, I grant you, there's an unlucky human if I ever seen one.
Yeah.
And it's been that way all my life. No matter what I've tried, luck's always been against me.
Well.
I bound you, I've had some of the smartest ideas that's ever been studied up in this whole universe. But they've always turned out bad. Why?
Well, most...
Why?
Oh.
I'll tell you why. Cause luck's again me, that's why. Here I am, as brainy a fella as you're ever going to meet. Got all kinds of talents, but I ain't made a nickel in my whole life.
Well, now, Lum, you've made a nickel.
Any other man, smart as I am, would be a millionaire by now. A malted millionaire.
Yeah.
I tell you, Abner, the whole world's again me. Just ain't no use for me to try nothing. I'm going to give up everything.
Oh, how long?
Ain't never going to try to earn another dollar as long as I live. Just panhandle.
Well,
knock it back doors.
Lum, the pioneer you give to the church, ain't you even going to tell Brother Riggins and all them that you just got it out here on approval?
Oh, they'll find it out. Quick as the 30 days free trial's up, they'll find out.
Yeah, but what are they going to think about you, Lum, when they come out here and take that pioneer away from them?
I don't care what they or anybody else thinks about me. I won't be here no way.
You won't? Where about you going?
I don't know. I'm just going to start out walking.
Walking?
But I more than likely won't get far. With my kind of luck, I'll get run over before I get 2 miles out of town. But maybe it's just as well.
Oh, now, Lon, now you oughtn't to feel this away. You're taking this whole thing away yonder too hard, Lon.
Abner, how would you feel if you'd spent your whole life battling again bad luck? And all us being a loser.
Well, natural, I can see how you'd feel, but law me, Lum, you can't just walk out this away. You've got the store here to run.
I told you I'm all done with that.
I know you said that, Lum.
I'm giving you my half the store.
Huh? Giving it to me?
Yes, sir. Made up my mind.
Oh, Lum.
You'll be way yonder better off without me, Abner. I can see now that my bad luck has helped both of us back all these years. So the story is all yours, Abner.
Now, wait just a minute.
No, it's all settled now. My mind's made up.
Well, I don't want you to just give it to me. I'll pay you something for it.
No.
Well, now, I wouldn't feel right about it. Here, I know. I'll give you $300 for your half.
No.
Well, you can pay for the pioneer that way. I ain't got $300 right now, but I'll raise it some way, bar it, steal it, or something. How about it? $300 cash.
No, it wouldn't do no good, Abner. Unlucky as I am, that money'd never get to the pioneer outfit, no way.
Oh, it might.
Just as I'd be putting it in an envelope to send it to them, the wind would come up and blow some of it in my mouth and choke me to death. No, Abner, I don't want it.
Well, now.
Grandpap, you can have the rest of my clothes. Your woman Charity can take them up a little, and then they ought to just about fit you. I ain't going to take nothing with me but what I've got on.
Well, Lum, I sort of hate to do that.
No, go on, take them, Grandpap. I don't want them. Don't want nothing.
You don't, huh? Well, how about your house?
Grandpap.
I've done give that to Cedric.
Cedric Weehawk?
Yeah, I seen him down the road and give it to him.
Blame it.
Well, I think I'll be on my way.
Well, here, wait a minute. You ain't leaving right now, are you, Lum?
No, I want to go back over to the place and sort of wind things up. Might be some other junk over there I want to give away. I'll more than likely start out in the morning. I'll drop in and see you before I leave.
Well, now, here, now, wait a minute. Now,
I'll be over at my place if you want me for anything. Go along.
Well, Long, now, just a minute. Well, if that don't beat all. Did you hear what he said, Grandpap? He's going to leave Pine Ridge.
Oh, fiddlesticks. He won't do it, Abner. I've heard him say that 1,000 or 100 times.
Yeah, I have, too, but this time I'm afraid he means it. Max says I know he does. I know that look in his eye. Grandpap, we've got to do something about this.
Well, what can we do?
Well, it's just one thing to do. Regardless of what Lum does to us, we've got to tell him that it was us and not his bad luck that caused him to lose that $500.
You mean we got to go that far?
If it's a case of saving Lum's life, we do, yes.
Well, come on, let's do it then.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let's wait till tomorrow morning. He said he weren't leaving till in the morning. Elizabeth's cooking my favorite victuals for supper tonight, and I want to enjoy just one more meal before we tell him.
Yeah, that's better.
But tomorrow morning, we've got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to do it. Yep. That's all there is to it. We've got to tell him.
Well, you better eat heartily, Abner. The condemned generally do.